Wetware Media presents The Battle of Shiloh, personal recollections from generals to privates. Compiled by Wetware Media and narrated by Andrew Mulcair.
This recording is copyright 2012 by Wetware Media. Introduction. At daybreak on April 6, 1862, Confederate forces under the command of Generals P.G.T. Beauregard and Albert Sidney Johnston launched a bold surprise attack on the Union Army, commanded by Major General Ulysses S. Grant, encamped in southwestern Tennessee. The Battle of Shiloh, also known as the Battle of Pittsburgh Landing, would prove to be the bloodiest battle up until that point in United States history. The two-day battle would cost a staggering 23,000 casualties, most of which occurred on the first day. On the first day of the battle, the Confederates hoped to block the Union advance into northern Mississippi by defeating General Grant prior to the anticipated arrival of Major General Don Carlos Buell's Army of the Ohio. The Confederate offensive was ferocious, though eventually their battle lines became confused during the brutal fighting. Grant's men fell back to a position on a slightly sunken road, known as the Hornet's Nest, which provided crucial time for the Union line to stabilize. Confederate General Albert Sidney Johnston was killed during the first day of the battle. Reinforcements from General Buell and Grant's army arrived that evening and turned the battle in the Union favor the next morning, when the Union army launched a counterattack, forcing the Confederates to retreat. Both sides were stunned at the appalling loss of life. At that time, neither realized that three more years of such bloodshed were still to come. Chapter 1.
The Battle of Shiloh by General William T. Sherman. March and April 1862. By the end of February 1862, Major General Halleck commanded all the armies of the Valley of the Mississippi from his headquarters in St. Louis. These were the Army of the Ohio, Major General Buell in Kentucky, the Army of the Tennessee, Major General Grant at Forts Henry and Donelson, the Army of the Mississippi, Major General Pope, and that of General S.R. Curtis in southwest Missouri. He posted his chief of staff, General Cullum, at Cairo and me at Paducah, chiefly to expedite and facilitate the important operations then in progress up the Tennessee and Cumberland Rivers. Fort Donelson had surrendered to General Grant on the 16th of February, and there must have been a good deal of confusion resulting from the necessary care of the wounded and disposition of prisoners, common to all such occasions, and there was a real difficulty in communicating between St. Louis and Fort Donelson. General Buell had also followed up the rebel army, which had retreated hastily from Bowling Green to and through Nashville, a city of so much importance to the South that it was at one time proposed as its capital. Both generals, Grant and Buell, looked to its capture as an event of great importance. On the 21st, General Grant sent General Smith with his division to Clarksville, 50 miles above Donelson, toward Nashville, and on the 27th went himself to Nashville to meet and confer with General Buell, but returned to Donelson the next day. Meantime, General Halleck at St. Louis must have felt that his armies were getting away from him and began to send dispatches to me at Paducah, to be forwarded by boat or by a rickety telegraph line up to Fort Henry, which lay entirely in a hostile country and was consequently always out of repair. On the 1st of March, I received the following dispatch and forwarded it to General Grant, both by telegraph and boat. To General Grant, Fort Henry. Transports will be sent you as soon as possible to move your column up the Tennessee River. The main object of this expedition will be to destroy the railroad bridge over Bear Creek near Eastport, Mississippi, and also the railroad connections at Corinth, Jackson, and Humboldt. It is thought best that these objects be attempted in the order named. Strong detachments of cavalry and light artillery, supported by infantry, may by rapid movements reach these points from the river without any serious opposition. Avoid any general engagements with strong forces. It will be better to retreat than to risk a general battle. This should be strongly impressed on the officers sent with expeditions from the river. General C.F. Smith, or some very discreet officer, should be selected for such commands.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?